Hi, everybody.
All right. Hi, Austin. We are now joined by our race winner, Austin Cindric. Austin, we'll kick it off with you. Why don't you just take us through that final restart there?
I didn't want it. I didn't want the final restart, and I didn't want the one before that or the one before that. But usually in NASCAR racing, you get them. So you can't complain. You got to rise to the occasion. And I got a good push from the old guy out there at the end. I don't really know what happened to him or how they got wrecked, but it's too bad for him because he did his job for me. So I appreciate that. And I'm just so relieved to get the Snap-on Ford Mustang in victory lane. All these guys, they do so much for me as well as Ford Performance and all of our partners. So I'm so excited about that and excited to have another shot again to try tomorrow.
Awesome. Reminder to everybody, if you want to ask a question, please go to the participants tab and raise your hand, and we will get started with Bob Pockris.
Yeah, Austin, do you feel that does this give you any additional confidence on the ovals?
I don't think it gives me an additional confidence. I mean, when Bob Pockris tweets out in the morning that you're the pick to win the race, that's all the confidence you need, man. I've known that we've been able to do it for a while, and we've obviously had some extremely fast race cars over the last 2 months, and that's something to be extremely proud of. That goes into the prep work all the way back at the shop to obviously my prep work and being fast right off the truck, and we've been able to do both of those things, and to be able to close it out now, it's such a relief. It's not even, it doesn't even feel like success. It feels like relief.
I guess because you feel that you should have won already.
I feel like we should have won about four or five by now, but I feel like there's a couple other guys in the series that could say the same thing. So you just got to keep trying and believe in yourself and trust the process. And that's what I've done. And that's what we've done as a team. And tonight it paid off.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to go next to Chris Knight.
Hey, Austin, congratulations on the win. I know that last week, you know, you felt like you had to win because it was a road course and you felt like it was one of your one opportunities to get in the victory lane and get into the playoffs, but you had so much speed in your car tonight. What did you learn that can help you? Because even though it was a short race tonight, tomorrow's a longer race, and how are you going to be able to adjust it and keep the speed in your race car?
Yeah, obviously, we had to start in the two worst starting positions this weekend, you know, 12th today and 15th tomorrow. I feel like tomorrow is going to be a lot harder to recover from that. But that was the goal after we drew 12th. They're like, all right, let's double down. So as a team, I feel like we have to have the same approach tonight, and, you know, being patient and obviously working our way forward every chance we get. That's what we did tonight, and we took every opportunity we had and made the most of it. It was a really well-executed race, never lost a spot on pit road, and never lost a spot on the racetrack, really. So I'm just really proud of that effort, and I think there's been a lot of opportunities for us to win this year, and I honestly feel like it's not just the road courses, it's not just the mile and a half, it's every type of racetrack. We've got a shot to win, and I feel like the guys we're racing realize that, and I've had a lot of fun racing these guys as well this year. You know, obviously racing Chase, he and I are good friends, but, you know, Ross and Noah and Harrison and Justin and all these guys, they race really hard every week, and it's fun to be able to expect that and be able to trust that at this stage in the game.
Thanks, Austin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Luis Torres.
This season has obviously been, for the lack of better terms, the Chase Briscoe show, but you are the only other Ford competing. What does it say about the entire Ford stable with being you and Chase battling out, race in and race out, and now getting that elusive oval win since beginning your NASCAR career several years ago?
Yeah, it's obviously great. It shows a lot of things on the side for Ford Performance. Obviously, Chase and I have come kind of through the ladder system together through Ford, and you know, we've fed off of each other. We've been able to be teammates and teach each other the things and play off of each other's strengths, and that's been a really fun relationship to have. But I think he's had enough wins for now. He can at least wait till the playoffs. So let me get a few. Overall, the guys at Ford Performance have obviously done an incredible job between the guys simulator or the engine shop with Roush Yates. And, you know, that leadership has really played a huge role in my development as well as Chase's. And on top of that, you know, they did a lot of R&D over the last year. And, you know, we've got a new body kit on this car. And you can see the development and the progress that we've made just by adding that, you know, having such dominant speed with both cars has been a lot of fun to see right off the get-go.
Thank you. Congratulations and best of luck for tomorrow on the second race.
Yep, thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Steven Taranto.
Austin, I don't mean to harp too much on the subject of ovals, but I believe the broadcast mentioned that this race last year was really where things clicked on these racetracks for you and your crew chief. What exactly was it about Kentucky last year that that made you guys figure out how to be competitive at this racetrack, at these racetracks?
Yeah, I feel like it was the first place on paper that you could really see a lot of progress. You know, I feel like after Pocono last year, really after Michigan, we made a lot of strides as a team and understanding, you know, I have to trust you, you have to trust me, figure out, you know, what we can do based off of what I'm feeling in the cars and what we're missing. And I feel like we've done an incredible job as a team between myself, Brian, and my engineer, Matt, of coming up with the right things in the cars for what I'm working with. And the more I understand these cars, the more I can give them even more valid feedback. And whether if that's from the technical side of things or the tracks. And I feel like I'm in the best I've ever been in my career as far as translating that type of information. And that's my job. That's what makes NASCAR racing so unique and so difficult to transition into, is that you don't have the data. You can't just be reactive on what other guys are doing. You have to be proactive. You have to be the first one to move up into the PJ1 to understand what it does, because when everybody else moves up, you're trying to run a lane higher. And those types of things are the mentality you have to have. And it's taken me some time to learn that and trust myself and understand what it takes. But I've never had any more confidence than I do now of what I need to do in those types of situations. So I'm excited about that, and I'm excited about this team.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Austin, we have a question for you that came via text from Brian Starr with Speedway Media. He asks, are you somewhat disappointed that you couldn't quite celebrate the win tonight, knowing there was another race tomorrow? How badly did you want to do a burnout tonight?
I mean, my first Xfinity win, I kind of screwed up the burnout, so that's never really been my thing. Hugs have usually been my thing, but, you know, COVID's kind of screwed all that up. So it's not a big deal. I'm just happy to win. I don't need a big smoky burnout. I'm just happy for my team and my partners, and I guess tomorrow night's the night for the burnout.
All right, and we're going to wrap up with Sterling Siemens.
Austin, first of all, congrats on the win tonight. With 200 miles out of the way tonight, how confident are you in the team to sweep the Kentucky doubleheader, possibly with a win tomorrow night for 300 miles?
I'd say I'm very confident.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Austin, that looks like it's the end of the questions for you. Thanks and congratulations. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.